대배 저저인데 바베드 저거 보면 저만 봐서 대장고가 있는데 아바베 인자 생각 좀 되면 배운 것은 알아봐도 되겠습니다. 근데 전에 지금 말로는 뭐 제가 그만 가지 이제 이제 삼라서 지금 내가 이제 그냥 나면 되지. 이만 봐야 내가 사바 집에 이제 된다 선바지 이제 남자 산재 좀다 제가 남자라도 그냥 봐 자외지 나 뭐라 해야 되는지 모르겠는데 뭐 그런 거 같은 게 좀 감지해 줘도 나게 해 줘도
So I would like to say hello and good evening. As you remember, donkeys. So I'm also one of the donkeys. Us Western people, donkeys. Was it right? Before. So I'm also one of the donkeys. Old donkey. Of course, Buddha of compassion, as soon as the Dalai Lama say exceptional. in the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, one who did incomparable activities to illuminated Germany, say 100,000 people's mind, illuminated, say, brought light in their mind, in their life, by Lama Ishi, whose holy name is difficult to express, who is kinder than kinder to me than all the three-time Buddhas. It's not me, but it's Lama Ishi, you know, one who did a great, say, brought so much light, meaning into many hundred thousand people, Western people's life, brought peace, meaning, you know, answer in the life. So tonight, I'm going to try to mumble in a little bit. I'm going to try to mumble a little bit. So maybe you understand, maybe not, you know, not sure. My mum. I'm playing with drink. So please have patience, eh? But my mumbling is not sure. As His Holiness, Dalai Lama, Buddha of Compassion, mentioned these few days, which is the most precious, which is unbelievable, fortunate time for us who are able to attend, able to see Buddha of Compassion in human form, that we can communicate, that we have karma to see and able to communicate. And not only that, able to receive path that which liberates, that which without doubt, that path which without any question, without any doubt, liberates us from the oceans, of sufferings of the samsara, including the cause, karma, the action that which is motivated by delusion, and the delusion, the disturbing thoughts, the disturbing, obscuring thought, that which continuation did not have beginning, even by whether we are able to practice every single thing that is taught these days, but just by hearing, just by listening to the teaching, just by leaving the positive imprint on our mental continuum, that which definitely the positive imprint, you see, definitely sooner or later liberates us from this. uh, from these oceans of the samsara sufferings and calls, and that which definitely brings us to full enlightenment, the peerless happiness. So, as His Holiness talked about compassion these few days, so what is the purpose of our life, our living? Why we put so much effort to survive? You see, every day, every hour, every minute, second, why we make so much expenses to take care of this body, to check every year whether there's a sickness or not, and then all the expenses but to have treatment if there's a sickness, so much expenses, food and clothing, shelter, so many things to survive, to be healthy. And so we do many billions of exercise, billions of exercise to make the body healthy. However, so if there's compassion within us, it gives meaning. If you have compassion with us, it gives meaning to the whole effort. If you have compassion for others, then that gives meaning to everything, you know, all the expenses that we do, all the hard works that we do, including studying, doing a job, many hours of job. It gives meaning to everything. If there's no compassion in the heart towards others, then, you see, life is empty. You see, all those expenses, all those effort, many hours doing jobs, there's not much meaning. See, empty. There's no fulfillment, you know, in our everyday life, in our heart, there's no fulfillment. It's without compassion, without thought of benefiting others. Very difficult to find satisfaction. You see, always our heart, you see, is empty, hollow inside. No matter how much externally we have, but the heart, no matter how much externally, you see, we say we try, we have things. However, how much we try outside, but the heart, how much we try in this world, try to achieve, but our heart is constantly empty. Something missing all the time. You know? There's no real peace in the heart. If you think, if you examine, you know, very inside the heart, there's something missing all the time. So how you are, so having compassion with one's mind, able to make the life beneficial for others, so that's the real meaning of our life. That's the best way of achieving peace and happiness, fulfillment, best way to achieve satisfaction in the life. Now, happiness day to day, moment to moment, you see, a life to have peace and happiness. Not only that, it has a very good future, it is the best future. Having compassion, you see, to others, living life for others, has the best future. Best future. Even the most critical day, the end of life, what is called death, the most say, most critical time, you see, the death separating the consciousness from this body. The day when even that happens, you have the best death. You have the most happy, peaceful, most satisfying death. And you make your most peaceful way of dying, most happy death, makes others also happy that time. Families, members, other people to rejoice. It makes them to rejoice. You become the example, inspiration, courage, you know, hope for them. You see, also what they can do. You see, you become the example for them, inspiration for their life. So if there's no compassion, even if you have wisdom, directly perceiving the very nature of the phenomena, ultimate nature of the I, mind, those phenomena, even you have such a wisdom, what is has been talking, wisdom, the ultimate wisdom realizing, directly perceiving, not realizing emptiness, but directly perceiving emptiness. Even you have that. But without good heart, compassion, highest what you can achieve is just, the nirvana of the lesser vehicle part, the lower nirvana. The non-abiding nirvana, the sorrowless death, not the full enlightenment. The nirvana, the sorrowless state of the lesser vehicle part. The highest what you can achieve, you see, without compassion to others, even you have wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, so this is all what you achieve, the lower nirvana or the sorrowless state for oneself. Still there's hallucination, dual view. Still there's a negative imprint, subtle negative imprint on the mental continuum that interfere for your mental continuum to be able to directly see all the existence, directly see together the emptiness of all the phenomena. However, all the absolute truth and all the conventional truth. But if you have compassion towards others, then you see we live the life, you see, for others. With compassion, we benefit for others. So we collect so much merit. It becomes incredible, as it is mentioned in the great saint, fully distinguished Pandit Shantideva, great Bodhisattva Shantideva, mentioned in the Guide to Bodhisattva's Life, Bodhicitta Avatara, in the first chapter, The Benefits of the Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the most powerful. Bodhicitta is the most powerful one, you see, to purify, purifying the defilements, the negative karma. There are a few stanzas talking about how powerful it is, bodhicitta is, to purify the negative karma. Dikpato bichan shindu me seba, palatina jikvichan bata, khanatina yuji tojo bata, telapatina ngi jimi ten. So by relying on the, you see, heroes, very powerful person, then you get saved from, from punishment or from, you see, some great danger. So like that, by relying on bodhicitta, even for, you see, minute, a second, by practicing bodhicitta, you see, the good heart, bodhicitta, the very powerful, the inexhaustible, very powerful negative karmas get purified. So therefore, those who want to be careful, why don't don't you rely on the bodhicitta? Then there are other stanzas. But if one has compassion, then you see, one collects so much merit in everyday life, most extensive merit, and then one say purify so much need karma. You see, in a short time, so much, in so many lifetimes, so many eons, need karma get purified. So therefore, that helps to realize emptiness. Because to realize emptiness, you need so much merit. Like if you see, to do a big project, see, $1 million project, you need $1 million. $1 million project, then you need $1 million. Like that. To realize emptiness, you need so much good luck, or you need so much merit. So therefore, that also comes if you practice compassion, you know, if you attempt to benefit for others. So the realization of emptiness also comes by the way. As a Longdong Lama Rinpoche, one great yogi lama from the Sarache monastery, who often see Tara, Longdong Lama Rinpoche. So he said, he was advised by Tara. Tara is the embodiment of all the Buddha's holy actions. So he often said Tara. So Tara advised him to practice Tonglen, you know, taking out the sentient being sufferings and cause within oneself, you know, destroy your ego, and then you give all your happiness, merit, body, everything to other sentient beings, dedicated for others. You see, then they receive everything what they want, whatever they need, and that cause them to actualize path, method, and wisdom, you see, and then they all become enlightened. So Tara advised him to practice Tonglen, taking and giving is his practice. So if you do this, then the realization of emptiness will come, you know, by the way. So, like that. So not only that, one achieved the full enlightenment, that which is the the cessation of all the mistakes of mind, all the defilements, and that which is the completion of all the realizations. So one achieved this from compassion. So if there's no compassion, then what there is only a self-centered mind. Only a self-centered mind. Then due to that, then you see anger, jealous mind, the desire, all these emotional thought rises. Then with these negative thoughts, then harm other sentient beings directly or indirectly. Harm other sentient beings directly or indirectly, or from life to life. So this one person, you see, oneself harm others with this negative attitude, harm others directly or indirectly, from life to life, so towards all sentient beings. So that's very dangerous. Now, even all sentient beings, they get angry to you. You see, even they harm you, even they kill you, but you are just one person. You see, nothing. How important is nothing? Just one living being. Just one living being, and that is oneself. So therefore it becomes so essential how important it is this one person to practice, you see, to change the attitude, you see, to transform the mind into compassion, bodhicitta, in this life. Now, why? Because now, this moment,
as this life, this present time, we have all the opportunities. One has all the opportunities to do this. To have a change this attitude. Even though it didn't get to change from beginningless rebirth. Even though it didn't get to change from beginningless rebirth up to now, you see, changing the attitude into cherishing others, you know, benefiting others from the, cherishing others, which is the source of all the peace and happiness for oneself, and the source of all the peace and happiness of all numberless of other living beings. So changing our mind into this, bodhicitta, is, you see, loving compassion taught, from the ego, self-centered mind, taught seeking only happiness for oneself, only working for self, which is source of all the problems, sufferings of oneself, and also, I see, as I mentioned before, you know, so that, see, become also source of giving so many problems, harming, disturbing to other numberless of other living beings. So this life, now we have all the opportunity from one's own side, received a precious human body qualified of 8 freedom, 10 rigidness. And we have met the qualified virtuous friend, a qualified virtuous friend who is not only showing, cause of happiness, a virtue, not only showing cause of happiness in future life, unmistaken cause of happiness in future lives. Not only showing the virtue, the path to unmistaken path to liberation, that which is free forever from samsara, all the whole entire suffering and cause. Not only this, we have met a qualified virtuous friend showing not just, you see, unmistaken path to liberation. We have met, qualified Mahayana virtuous friend who revealed the unmistaken path, complete path to full enlightenment, the non-abiding sorrowless state, who can reveal complete path to enlightenment without missing, unmistaken and without missing. So, and we have met not just Buddha Dharma but Mahayana teaching. So even we haven't met yet, even some haven't met yet, but you see, we have all the opportunities to meet, especially now. You see, we have met the virtuous friend, historically proved by quotations of Buddha, you know, by Buddha's words, by quotations of Buddha, the proved compassion Buddha, the His Holiness Dalai Lama, by historically proved compassion Buddha, the living Buddha. So we have met like dream, something so difficult to express. So we have met this time. So now, So by having the compassion with a beauty one living being, by having compassion in the heart,